Om Shanti. So today's topic is Am I crying over spilled milk? So what does this topic mean? Am I crying over spilled milk? This is a proverb which actually means that if something has happened, then why do we cry for it? If something has happened, we cannot do anything for it, then why do we cry for it? Some past events have happened and then we still brood over it. So the proverb means that am I crying over spilt milk? So where does this proverb comes from? This was used since 1800s, and during that time people believed in fairies, and they used to keep food and drink for them outside their house overnight, and if the milk gets spilt, means if it falls out, so it just means that you have to offer more milk or more drink to the fairies. That's it. Otherwise, there is no significance of the proverb in past, and it has been used since last 1800s. So foolishly brooding over something which has happened in life means crying over spilled milk. And as we all know, that day we were discussing that in past when kings used to go for war, and if the queen was handling a glass of milk and if it spills over, then it was considered that something bad has happened in the war field, considered as a bad omen. And we all must have seen that if somebody is boiling milk in the house and if it gets spilled over, then they mean that something bad is going to happen today. So no, there is also belief that if the boiled milk gets spilled over, so that is also one of the beliefs. In olden days, they used to believe all this. So this proverb actually, like, if any situation has happened in our life, or if any problem has happened, or if any mistake has happened, then instead of crying over it, now learn, accept, learn, and then find solution to it, instead of just thinking about it again and again and getting disappointed, getting frustrated, getting irritated, you know, and getting depressed about it. So what happens when we cry? There are a lot of things. There is decrease in confidence that next time I won't be able to do it. There is loss of energy. There is loss of time waste, and we get stuck in the past. We are not in the present. We are not deciding for the future also, but we are stuck in the past because we are brooding over it. And our stage also comes out, and a lot of things which has not happened actually, but we would try to think over it again and again. Like they say that we make castles in air, and we think that this might happen, that might happen, what will happen next, oh, I did this. And there are a lot of reactions when some mistake happens. So I have divided this class into three parts. One is if a mistake happens, how to accept that mistake. The second part is what to learn from the mistake. And the third part is what are the solutions. So all the three goes together actually. So whenever a mistake happens, whenever a problem happens, whenever we face a situation in life, what we should do? We all know that when we commit a mistake, we are not able to accept it easily. And we would say that, oh, how could I do this? And this is the reaction. And then there is lot of repentance. There is lot of regret. And we cry over it. And we think, how could I do this? This is the reaction most of the time. And there is lot of repentance. So first point is that give permission to yourself to make mistake. That we are human beings. We are and we can make mistakes. It's not that we cannot make mistakes. Though Baba gives us the swaman that I am God and you are Master God. But still, somewhere you have to go easy on yourself. That yes, I am a human being, and it has happened, now what next? Now what next I will do? So giving permission to yourself. Second part is understanding your own habits, understanding your own sanskars. Sometimes there are things that we don't want to do, but there is some driving force inside us that there is an urge to do it and we do it. And then we repent that how could I do this act? But then you have to understand your sanskar, why did this happen? For example, if I decide today that I'm not going to eat sweets after meals. Lot of people have this habit of eating sweets after the meals. But there is an urge, I finish my meal and I will take sweet. What is that urge? What is that driving force? I have to understand that. And if I want to break that habit, I have to think over the consequences of it. That if I eat sweets, if I eat too much sweets, then how they can be obesity. Think of people who have diabetes. Think of people who are undergoing amputation because of diabetes. Think of people who have diabetic foot. Think of people who are landing into complications like kidney failure, undergoing dialysis day and out. So thinking of the consequences might help us in this situation. And whenever we don't want to do something and there is an urge, as Baba says, that before doing something, think before doing something, think before thinking. So what is the Shrimat in this situation which has come in my life? So this is the most important and crucial step, and it requires a lot of practice. Because we always know that before doing something, we have to think that is this Shrimat what I am doing? So we have to think whether this is Shrimat, and if this is Shrimat, then I will do it. But most of the time what happens that we do it and then we remember it. That this was not Shrimat what I did. So very important is to think at that point of time what is Shrimat. Third point, we have to distinguish what is mistake and what is a bad decision. There is a difference between mistake and bad decision. Mistakes are understandable and bad decisions are intentional. Suppose if I want to go somewhere and I have a map with me and I did not see the map properly and I took a wrong route and I reached late and I did not reach the destination. So this is understandable that I was wrong in seeing the map. But the bad decision would be, I decided that I will take this route because there is beautiful scenes on that road. And I will enjoy my journey, I will see the scenes and beautiful pictures and then I will reach. And somebody is waiting for me there, but I reached late. So I am causing discomfort to that person who is there. So that is a intentional. So that is bad decision. So we should know when we are committing mistakes and when it is a bad decision. Then whenever a mistake happens, we always try to focus on the negative part of the situation. But we have to focus on our strengths also. We have done something good in the situation, so try to focus on the strengths. So usually we go into self-criticism. We try to blame ourselves that I did this mistake. So instead of self, it's like balancing between self-criticism and celebrating what you did right in the situation. So this is also important. So that will also help us to accept a mistake. Then consider mistakes as an opportunity to learn. If mistakes would not happen, we would not have opportunity to learn and improve on ourselves. So go slow on yourself. Whenever a mistake happens, the brain signals that there is an error and there is a chance of improvement. But it is also said that it doesn't mean that we will keep on committing mistakes, right? And we have to know, it's an opportunity to understand, and it's not like people should cheat us. Last week, I had a message from my teacher. He was in USA. He's in USA and he was traveling by train. And he's a senior citizen. He must be 65 plus. And he was sitting. And there was a girl standing beside him. And there was a rush. And she did not get the place to sit. So what she did, she played national anthem on her mobile. and hearing the national anthem, he stood up and this girl sat on his place. So I was just thinking whether we do mistake and then we suffer, and how it is like. So it's not that people should cheat us also. So it's an opportunity to learn ke what next time you'll do when such situation come in your life. Then why we should accept, we should remember that it takes long time to become expert. Researchers have shown that it can take 10 years to become expert in some skill. It is not that it can happen overnight, and we cannot, and we might not succeed immediately, and failures can happen, and then after repeated failures we might succeed, but we don't accept this and we say that we have made mistake and we just cry over it. If I think that I want to become like him, Nikhilesh Bhai, that he keeps on drawing, if I think today that I also will start drawing, it is not that from tomorrow I will also start drawing same like him. It will take time, but it can happen. So it's like that. So remembering that, yes, it can take long time to become a expert, and that's why when mistakes are happening, accept it. Then the part of the problem that we don't accept our mistakes is that we want to be perfectionist in our life. We think that we cannot make a mistake because we are very perfect. So we don't want to make mistakes. And this is how we don't accept challenges in our life. We fear to accept challenges in our life. Like today's topic, I was thinking when last week I was given this topic, whether I would say whether I should take it or not, because now we are used to churning in Hindi, and it's not so easy to churn in English for me now. I felt like that, but then I thought, you know, I should take it. And experiment over it. If we don't experiment and make mistakes, we won't learn. So this is one of the points. And we want to be perfectionists, but at the same time we have to remember how the things go on. Like the other part of the story is like this, the society in which we live in is afraid of making mistakes. And they don't accept if somebody makes mistakes. Like in medical profession, mistakes are not accepted. There are some mistakes which are just not accepted if it is considered, if it is like, if somebody's life is considered, then it is not accepted. If you make a mistake, then you will be fired. But there are some mistakes which can be handled and accepted, like last week there was an MLC case, accident case, an MLC case. Now if you make mistake in writing improper names or improper IR numbers, CR numbers, and these MLC cases go in court later on. So if you make mistake here, then you are going to face the situation there. So these are the mistakes which are not acceptable because you have to answer in court. So some mistakes are acceptable, some are not. So we should know where and what, where we should draw the line. But at the same time, we should not so much cry over it. So this is how do we accept the mistakes. Then the second part is learning over the mistakes. Once the mistakes have happened, it cannot change. We cannot change the past, but whatever is there in our hand is our future and the present. So the first step is, whenever a mistake happens, first try to analyze the situation, what went wrong in the situation, and give yourself time and understand. But at the same time, remember one thing, that it's not nice to commit mistakes again and again. Like mama used to say that who are intense effort makers, if mistake once should not be repeated again. And she followed this point so thoroughly in her efforts, and see how she became. So this also we should remember. And psychology, researchers in psychology believe that when we make mistakes, the brain reacts in two. We have two responses. The first response is that the brain gives that pay attention, and it is a waking up call for us. And why this happened? And the other part of the story is, and the second part response is, the brain shuts down and brain avoids and brain does not think over it. In the first response, when the brain says that it is a what happened and what next, why this happened, when we ask this question, why this happened, then there is a chance of improvement, and then we improve over it because we think why this happened. But in the second part, where the brain shuts down and it perceives, it just avoids it, then there is no chances of improvement, and there are more chances that we are going to repeat that mistake again. So that is why whenever a mistake happens, that sting we should feel inside, ki yes, I have made a mistake, and why did I made a mistake? If I will not ask myself why, then I will not improve. Then solutions, like how we are going to come out of this. Now we are brooding over it, crying over the spilt milk. So how we are going to brood, come out of it? So I remember last January, and before that also, heard this story in classes here only, that one mother came to Brahma Baba, and her whole house was burnt, and she had two children, and to save her own self, what she did, she stood on her both the children, one leg on the one child and the other leg on the other child, and both the children died and only the mother survived. And later on she came in Gyan, she came in knowledge, and she was crying over this mistake again and again, that what did she do, her both children died and she survived out of the burnt house. And then she went to Brahma Baba, and she said, Baba, that I did this mistake. And then Baba told her that if that wouldn't have happened, this wouldn't have happened. If that wouldn't have happened, you would have never come in knowledge. You would have never come in knowledge. So this is how we come out of the situation when we have some positive thoughts. And so we will see how we should come out of it. And whenever we are in a solution-oriented mode, we should not play blame games. We should not go in the in a mode where we start blaming others or blaming ourselves. Then we would never come out of the situation. So first of all, identifying the situation, what went wrong, and what could I have done differently, so that next time I don't commit the same mistake. So first is that. Then thinking of past solutions, that this mistake has happened in past with me, and what Gyan point did I use, and what was it that helped me that I came out of this situation. So I would use the same point here also. So like last week one mistake happened with me when I had got this topic, and next day there was a mistake. And I messaged somebody that I have done this mistake. I was really brooding over it that I have made this mistake. And the reply came, forget as soon as possible. And one reply came, ki drama is kalyankari, drama is beneficial. This point is so common for us. But I did not remember. When somebody pointed out, I remembered, and then I started churning over it. Ki why that person is saying that drama is beneficial. Okay, so then I started thinking over the situation. Yes, drama is beneficial, and what I am going to look in that situation that is positive, and that gradually got me out of the situation. So this is one of the things. Then consider options. Like whenever some mistakes have happened, we should consider options. That what are the consider options and the pros and cons of the options. Suppose if I behaved bad with my colleague, okay, and my colleague has felt bad about it. He did a mistake and I shouted at him most maybe, and now he's feeling bad, and now then I'm feeling bad that he's feeling bad. Now what should I do next? It is like that. So I can have an option that I should go back and say sorry that I did bad, I behaved bad with you. or I have a risk and next time I will not. But what are the pros and cons of this thinking war, ki if I go and say sorry next time again, he can make a mistake. Hai na? And if I don't say sorry, then my relationship is getting spoiled. So what are the pros and cons of whatever the situation is happening? Options has to be kept in mind for the next meeting. Then other part is practicing self-care. Whenever mistake happens, what is there? We are so critical with ourselves. We just blame ourselves and we are very harsh with ourselves. So instead of getting critical, try to love yourself. Try to appreciate yourself. Try to be loving with your own self and going easy with your own self. So practicing self-care. Like Baba has told in one of the murlis that children, when they do mistake, they go in so much repentance, they cry so much that they waste time. So repentance has to be there, but the outcome has to be good. It's not that we keep on repenting and then there is no good outcome. So one is forgiving yourself. See, when we go in this mode of blaming ourselves, we are cooking lot of toxic material here. And when we are cooking something very toxic, the first one to consume is okay, 1-2 minutes. So then we are the one we are going to consume it. So this is one. And other part is focus on what best we can do. Then other is coping up exercises. And then how will I divert my mind from this situation? Then apology. When we have made a mistake, there is one part that we should go and say sorry, and then we can feel light that yes, okay, it just gets over when once we go and say sorry. And then writing a letter to Baba. This is we discussed this in last week in our night class. Why do writing a letter helps us? This also helped me last week when I faced this mistake. I did this mistake and I was feeling where to go and tell whatever happened. And next day after Amritsar, I went and wrote a letter to Baba. And after coming out of Kutia, I felt, oh wow, as if such a burden has gone from my head. It was that feeling. So writing a letter to Baba when some mistake happens. Then learning to laugh at situations. If we make a mistake and learn to laugh at it, because that removes the stressors, that removes the tension from the situation. This is also one of the way. I wanted to give example of Kamlesh Bhai. I remember when this bell was brought on first day and everybody was playing with that bell. And he was also playing with that bell. And then some speaker was speaking here and he had to ring the bell. That time it did not ring. So it was his mistake and everybody could have shouted at him that what you did, but he was smiling at it and he was laughing. He picked up the bell. So I remember that when we make some mistakes, laugh at it as if some silly thing has happened, so that others also don't get the chance to shout at you. That is also one of the thing. Then in Vihasa we have two exercises. One is SOS exercises. Whenever some mistake happens, SOS, stand back, observe and steering. Stand back and observe your thoughts. Observe your thoughts and steering so that channelize it into a right way and come out of the situation. And there is a commentary for that. So this is an SOS. And whenever some mistake happens, other part is like in computer, whenever we get stuck, then what we do? Control, alter and delete. And entire thing gets reboot. So you have also control over your thoughts, alter the thoughts and delete the emotional baggage what you are carrying. So this is one thing. And recognizing your limitations, so that what speed and capacity you can work with, so that you don't overload yourself that why did I make the mistake. So recognizing your limitations, this is one. And there are a lot of things. Regretting, overcoming regrets, how there is a lot of regret. So regret is like rethinking over something over and over again, and then we go into repentance. We have anger to ourselves. So how to practice self-forgiveness, this is also one of the way. that forgive yourself for what you have done and just don't keep on thinking over it again and again. So this is Am I Crying Over Spilled Milk? How to accept, how to learn from the situation. It is opportunity to learn. Do not blame yourself, do not blame others also, and the solutions. Thank you. Om Shankar.